Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Time once again for Nature Notes with our naturalist friend Jim Gilbert, brought to us by Cardinal Corner and By the Yard Patio Furniture. We'll talk to Jim in just moments. I'd like to talk just briefly about Cardinal Corner. I know a lot of you folks enjoy watching the birds at your feeders. Hours of entertainment, I know for sure. And the birds, of course, migrating and have been. And Lee and Pam are always reminding us, giving us good tips. Making sure the feeders, one thing, are clean to prevent diseases. Cardinal Corner will help you with cleaning tips, too. They have so many different types of bird feeders if you need to buy some new ones. But be warned, you're going to find yourself browsing for quite some time in their beautiful stores. They have two locations. And, of course, they have the freshest bird seed around. And get their monthly newsletter, all kinds of tips and stories. Just subscribe online at cardinalcorner.com. Lee and Pam, they're in West St. Paul, Butler in South Robert. Amy's at the Newport Center location. Call them. They always like to chat with you. 651-455-6556 or again online at cardinalcorner.com. Check it out. Cardinal Corner really is more than just a bird seed store. Well, good morning, Jim Gilbert. The last day of September.
Yes, how about that? Well, we've got 46 degrees. It's cloudy. Very little wind. I'm hearing white-breasted nuthatches and American goldfinches calling, and I'm calling here from the northwest side of Lake Waconia, 30 miles west of downtown Minneapolis, at our home. This is a interesting day, fun day, great day for our family. It's the baptism for our five-month-old grandson named Rory James Gilbert. He's the son of Leah and John Gilbert, who live here in Waconia. So we have a family gathering today. Sunrise, 7:10. Sunset, 6:55 p.m. Today in the Twin Cities area, we have 11 hours, 45 minutes of daylight. We are losing daylight at the rate of 3 minutes in a few seconds each day, and have lost 23 minutes since last Sunday in a total of 3 hours and 51 minutes of daylight has been lost since the summer solstice on June 21st. So it's almost 4 hours that have been lost. The normal high for today is 65, normal low 46. Records for today, September 30th in the Twin Cities, high 80. That way back in 1897. Record low, 26, set in 1939. And on this date, in 1961, it snowed 0.1 inches. We have the waning crescent moon that sets at 12:56. So if it clears, people can see the moon this morning. Or wherever you are, if the sky is cleared even a little bit, you may see the moon. And the moon will rise again tonight at 10:35. The last quarter moon is this coming Tuesday, October 2nd. The next full moon is October 24th. Lots of things happening outdoors. Look for the first dark-eyed juncos to arrive at feeding stations. Yellow-rump warblers continue to migrate through. We saw a flock in our own backyard here. Muskrats are building their mounded winter shelters in permanent ponds. Because water temperatures are dropping, expect to see painted turtles up on logs sunning when we have sunny days. Butternut trees are nearly bare. They're the first trees to drop their leaves. Virginia creeper vines have much foliage that has turned from green to beautiful fall color in the reds. Many sumac and red osier dogwood shrubs are displaying leaves in the red tones. Many green ash and eastern cottonwood trees show some to much golden yellow. So there is fall color that certainly started. This past week, Rick Haley from Delano was still seeing ruby-throated hummingbirds feeding on the salvia flowers in their yard. As of yesterday, Virgil and Jane Lears, who live on the shore of Cedar Lake in Rice County near Morristown and Faribault, still had three ruby-throated hummingbirds coming to their feeding station. Kim and Lori McInthune, who live just south of Waconia, still have 12 sugar water feeders out and about 10 hummers there yesterday afternoon. Hummingbirds usually migrate by day, but they also migrate at night. Most ruby-throated hummingbirds left northern Minnesota by September 12th and southern Minnesota by the 25th of September. That would have been like last Tuesday. But keep those sugar water feeders up until you are sure the hummers are all gone, and that could possibly be into October. At the University of Minnesota Landscape Arboretum, located a couple of miles west of Chanhassen, along State Highway 5, visitors can enjoy beginning fall colors, scarecrows, a display of pumpkins and squash varieties from around the world, plus wildflowers such as New England aster and Maximilian's sunflower at Bloom Peak on the edge of the prairie, and garden roses and dahlias loaded with flowers, big blossoms. The Minnesota Landscape Arboretum today, at the Arboretum today from 10 to 4, is the last day for the Anderson Horticultural Library annual book sale, including thousands of books on all subjects, nonfiction and fiction. On this last day, you can pick up a bag full of books for only $3, a great opportunity to stock up on books for some fall and winter reading. Art and Barb Straub from Le Sueur have been seeing migrating blue jays. One flock of over 100 flew over during the midweek. Mourning doves have gathered into flocks of 50 or more. Art and Barb have been doing a chimney swift count since August. Up until September 10th, they were counting over 1,000 of these fast-flying dark-colored birds entering the chimney at St. Anne's School to roost, and it was at sunset each evening. They counted only 25 chimney swifts on September 21st, and that was the last they saw. The last chimney swifts have headed to the Amazon Valley 2 weeks earlier than normal. I don't know what that means, and neither do Art and Barb Straw, but they left early. Diane and Dave Herring, who live near Waterville, report that their sugar bush took a big hit during the September 20th storm. And, of course, they'll work on cleanup probably through the winter. Their soybeans should be combined this week. Captain Rob Herring from Optimum Fishing Charters out of Barker's Island at Superior, Wisconsin, reports that on this past Friday afternoon, the surface temperature of Lake Superior was 57. That's out 17 miles from the Duluth Superior Harbor. 180 feet down, the water temperature was 44. Now, they fish deep in the cold water for lake trout. That's why he gets these temperatures for us. Keith Radel from Faribault was at Mille Lacs Lake yesterday and saw a few snow flurries. Some of the red maples and sugar maples were displaying nice red foliage. That's in the Mille Lacs Lake area. Yesterday, he saw four farmers in the Northfield and Cannon City area combining corn, and the first farmer combining soybeans. Keith and Cheryl have two red-breasted nuthatch migrants coming to their feeding station. Virgil and Jane Lears from Cedar Lake, that's near Morristown, report that the first migrating dark-eyed juncos arrived in their yard this past Friday, the 28th. Pumpkin leaves froze yesterday morning. Ray and Marlene Simon, who live on the edge of Northfield, saw frost on rooftops yesterday morning. And yesterday, at least a dozen white-throated sparrows arrived at their feeding station. These are migrants. On the 26th, which would have been Wednesday, Marlene saw a large kettle of migrating broad-winged hawks overhead heading south. Mary Brislance from Lutzen notes that migrating white crown sparrows showed up at her feeding station on Thursday, the 27th. They were right on time. These birds were nesting in Canada. Friday, she saw four snow geese that landed on the Superior National Golf Course. The red colors on the native sugar and moose maples have been spectacular the last few days. People driving on the North Shore today or maybe tomorrow coming up to see the fall colors need to go inland. Take the Caribou Trail or one of the other roads inland and get into the Highland area, and then you'll see the spectacular red colors on the maples. Lisa and Tom Bovers from Faribault have a report. Lisa spotted the first ice on the bird bath yesterday morning. Virginia creeper vines are displaying some nice red foliage. And they had migrating yellow rump warblers they saw eating wild grapes. And on the 27th, the first winter wren and ruby-crowned kinglet arrived. Julie Brophy from Victoria, last few days observed migrating ruby-crowned kinglets and northern flickers and her first dark-eyed junco. And she said, snapping turtle eggs are hatching and the young are headed for ponds and lakes. Be careful of these tiny young. You know, if you're on a bike trail or some other place like that, you don't step on them or run over them. I was looking at our furniture this morning in the dark with my flashlight when I went out to get the temperature.
It looks good now, in any light, doesn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, it does. Now I can see it. It's light enough that I can look out and see our furniture, and it looks nice.
That by-the-yard furniture is great. In fact, I know the folks there that run that family-run business that Jim and I tell you about every week likes to kind of think of this time of year, this fall, as bonus time. Some folks close up cabins, and some folks, unfortunately, have to pack away their outdoor furniture in the garage or shed, not with By the Yard. Jim and I leave our respective furniture out year after year. It doesn't matter. You don't have to, and as you know, Jim, it's a good thing you don't have to store By the Yard furniture because it's pretty substantial. Yeah,
yeah, you don't want to be carrying too much of that around.
And they have so many different items. I know we were talking about these game tables. Tables with a checker or chess board built right into the tabletop. All you have to do is add the pieces. In fact, speaking of that, they have four sizes to choose from coffee table height to bar height, dozens of color combinations. But Jim and I urge you, get to the showroom in Jordan and check them out. We'll get you a website as well. But the showroom hours, Monday through Friday, 8 to 6, Saturdays from 9 to 4. You're going to love browsing through that huge showroom like Jim and I have done a number of times. But I tell you what, let me give you a website. A lot of folks check it out after Jim's show. Get on the web, buytheyard.net. They've got the hours, directions, all the colors. You can check out all the beautiful furniture that Jim and I love at our houses. Buytheyard.net. Check it out. You'll be glad you did. They're great folks, and great furniture. All right, Jim, we are getting, like you mentioned, hummingbird reports. I know there was one we got earlier this morning about in Brooklyn Center yesterday. They had hummingbirds, and we still have hummingbirds, Texter says, in Sleepy Eye, Minnesota.
Sleepy Eye. Okay, I appreciate those reports. You know, it's fun to keep track of these migrants and see what happens. You know, they're, of course, the hummingbirds are headed to the southern part of the USA, and many of them will be in Mexico for the winter and down into Central America. Sandy and I returned from a trip to Norway and Iceland about 10 days ago. We did see some autumn leaf colors in both countries. We were hosts for this trip with Michael Kenny and his company called Defined Destinations. The 11-day journey was advertised several times earlier this year here on WCCO Radio's Nature Note show, all 40 of us travelers experienced many highlights and had, you know, we just had a fun time together. It's said that travelers return richer, and we did, with many rich experiences to add to our list of lifelong learning. Last Sunday, I talked a bit about the deep coastal fjords and the beauty of Norway. Now let's just say just a few words about Iceland. Do we have a couple minutes?
We do.
Okay. Iceland's an island nation in the North Atlantic, about half the size of Minnesota in area, and with a total population of about 350,000 hardy people, kind of like the size of Minneapolis, you know, in population. It's the westernmost European country. Reykjavik, the capital, is about 3,000 miles east and north from Minneapolis-St. Paul. Takes about 5.5 hours to fly there. We took Iceland Air. The Nordic island nation is defined by its dramatic volcanic landscape with mountains, volcanoes, geysers, hot springs, lava fields, glaciers. You know, the seascapes and the rugged landscape are just awesome. The climate at 65 degrees north latitude is moderated by the North Atlantic Current, that's also called the Gulf Stream. So they have mild, windy winters. In fact, they're milder than New York and Toronto. Summers are cool, typically high in the upper 50s. If it gets into the 60s, they're really happy. About 20% of the land is used for grazing. Only 1% is cultivated, and 10% is covered by glaciers. They have very little forest land, just small patches of the original black birch forest. We saw many Iceland sheep and Iceland horses, geothermal plants. They're used to provide heat and electricity for homes and businesses. Farms are miles apart. We had the chance to soak in the 100-degree natural warm water of the Blue Lagoon. We just stood in this water. It's about, I don't know, 4 to 5 feet deep. It was so interesting. We ate fish and tasted sweet rye bread that had been baked in a hot spring. It takes 24 hours to bake this bread, though.
Wow.
In the hot spring. How amazing. We saw, we ate cucumbers and tomatoes and peppers, but they were grown in greenhouses. They have to grow everything like that in greenhouses during the summertime with the help of geothermal heat. Our motor coach took us to fishing villages and the Golden Circle tour, where we saw the Rift Valley and encountered hot springs, geysers, Gullfoss, and other waterfalls. The waterfalls were amazing. We saw rainbows over the waterfalls. We did have time to eat and shop in the modern city of Reykjavik. And I saw some migrating birds, just a few of them. I saw, rowan trees showing fall color. The rowan is like our mountain ash. They had golden yellow fall foliage on the aspens and the black birches. But we saw hundreds of whooper swans, many common eider ducks, lesser blackback gulls, and Eurasian oyster catchers. These are just a few of the birds. The last two are migrants that will be leaving soon. The puffins had migrated earlier. They left in mid-August, so we didn't get to see a puffin. But other than that, beautiful, beautiful country.
I'd love to visit that myself. You paint a great picture. Jim, before you go, a couple of observations from texters. Several snow bunting seen in Anoka yesterday.
Anoka?
Yeah.
Ooh,
meadowlarks, many meadowlarks this week east of Hudson. Haven't seen any in years, they say. Let's see, hummingbirds in Big Lake Township Monday on Thompson Lake, and hundreds of pelicans yesterday, 494 Bridge over the Minnesota River yesterday.
So, okay, those white pelicans.
There you go.
One of my favorite birds, to watch them gliding over the water.
Well, let's try this again next week with more
look
nature.
Look forward
notes.
To it.
All right, thanks,
bye
Jim. Have
now.
A good week.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Jim Gilbert back next week with more Nature Notes here on News Talk 830 WCCO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.